What's up, my friends? Satoru Mateo here, and welcome to a brand new episode of Half-Assed to Badass. Today, we're going to talk about one of the most challenging, most questioned, and most provocative topics I see clients and their families and business owners struggle with, and I believe it's the one thing that runs everything you do. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not-so-easy-to-admit flaws of your lead. My name is Satoru Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast. Today's topic controls your beliefs, your perspectives, your focus, and therefore, how you run your business, how you care for your family, and whether you're rich or broke. It literally filters everything you do and controls the impact you have. Your health and your fulfillment hinges on you taking command of this area. Have I kept you in enough suspense? Good. What we're talking about today is to truly own your dark side. And the question then becomes, of course, what is the dark side? So let's talk about first what it's not. It's not bad, it's not ugly, it's not wrong, it's not all those things you've been taught that it is. It's not something to move away from, but rather something you want to move towards, something you want to embrace. Because this is where your true desires, your true dreams, your wants live. See, your secrets live here, and so does your inspiration. And more about that in a moment, but right now, think about this. Your instincts live here. Your imagination lives on the dark side. Your nature lives on your dark side. Your wildness, your spontaneity, your boldness, your loudness, your life force, your ruthlessness, right? Your relentlessness, your persistence, your power, and your love lives in your dark side. Now, let me clarify what I mean when I say your love lives there. Your genuine care for other human beings live there. This is not the manipulative you trying to get attention. This is not the pretend stuff, not the fake friendliness, not that politeness or fakeness, which is not you anyway. Think about that. When you're being polite, you're not being you. You're trying to be something other than yourself. You're trying to be something others want you to be, right? You're trying to placate and appease others. You're trying to do something so people will like you, respect you, appreciate you. So it's a buying of love and affection, of respect, or whatever you want to call it. But it's not you when you're being polite. That's a mask. It's prostitution. And we've all done it. Do you know what I'm saying? I hope you do, because this is a critical understanding if you want to build a successful and fulfilling life, a business, a marriage, or be an influential leader of any kind. I remember being a kid, tippy-toeing. I remember being an adult, tippy-toeing. And I remember that feeling of talking to a client and being careful rather than being caring. Working really hard to not say the wrong thing, to not make them annoyed, disappointed. Listen, everything that's part of your dark side that you're hiding, you were taught to hide. You were taught it was bad, which is why you're hiding it to begin with. Are you following? I think if you stop for a moment and become aware, you can feel when you've said yes to something just to appease someone. It's nauseating, really, and crippling, because it's not you. Are you with me? It's some contrived version of you. It's just inauthentic. And you'll never feel in alignment with yourself or your highest values when you do. Again, I'm not talking about genuinely wanting to do something for someone. Wanting to care. That's different. Your genuine love, your genuine caring, your authentic love lives in the dark side. The real you, not what you've been taught and conditioned by society or maybe your parents, lives right there. The unpostured, the unmasked you. Yeah? Is this cool? Now, the problem here, if you learn to shut that down, to minimize your nature, you've learned to tippy-toe, to apologize so that people will like you, approve of you, and feel comfortable around you. It's been indoctrinated and conditioned into your very core since you were a kid. Since I was a kid, right? Be nice, be good, say thank you, be polite, be respectful, smile, be happy. You're such a good boy, you're such a good girl. You make mommy and daddy so happy, right? Well, just reverse it. Don't you say that, don't do that. Don't ask so many questions. Just do what I tell you to do, boy, right? Don't question mommy or daddy because they always know best. I know, right? Don't question authority. That's how we are trained. You and I were trained to fit in. You were trained to please others and to live into their values and not make them uncomfortable. So I know it could be hard to strip away the mask and be you, right? How do you be you without it? I'll have to dedicate a full episode just for that. Today, we'll just open up the eyes for it and give you something actionable to start making the shift. How do you fit in? You do that by playing small, by not standing out, by trying to fit in, right? I mean, this is what you've learned your whole life. It's been like a requirement in order to receive love, to receive appreciation, to receive respect of your peers, of your family, your friends, and your clients. It's the place where you've been going for your survival. And that's not the place to live or thrive. Now, if you're thinking, I don't do that, well, stop and ask yourself, where do I do that? Because we all do that to some degree. And I just want you to notice so you can free yourself from it. If you feel uncomfortable even hearing me talk about this, I get it. If you feel any resistance to what I'm saying, I get it. Because your whole life, you've been trained to not go against the grain. And it's natural, it's normal, it's what you know. But it's also what makes you empty, unfulfilled, and stressed out, and overwhelmed, and stuck. It's what fuels perfectionism. And I'm not talking about growth. I'm talking about the addiction of perfectionism, right? The constant futile chase for praise and acceptance, which just makes the gap bigger and bigger the more you try to fill that emptiness. I remember doing that with people I admired. I did most of my life. I would put them on a pedestal. Teachers, coaches, business icons, certain clients. I did it with my wife when I first met her. Most of us have done it so repeatedly that it's automatic and we pay no attention to it. This is not the place where we're sharing and expressing our true gifts. Now, of course, we're smart. We don't do things that don't bring us some sort of benefit, some kind of pleasure, right? So what happens when you don't own your dark side? You get the illusion of people liking you. At least it looks like it on the surface. They're not liking you. They don't even know you. All they know is your facade, your mask. You know what else? They're liking that you're doing and fulfilling their wants and desires. But for many people, if you don't do that, they may not like you and they may not be so nice to you. Listen, disowning your dark side is actually not a service to them. It's a disservice because they don't even get to know you. And they're stuck living in their fake little bubble. Not good. Not good at all. So you'll have less enemies, right? You'll push less buttons. You'll keep homeostasis, so to speak. But nothing changes. You have no real impact on the world. You won't make any real money by doing that because you won't stand out. You'll be part of the mediocre, the average person. So you won't be remembered. And if we're talking about having an intimate relationship, it will be shallow at best. And parenting? Fueled by disappointments on both sides. And this is the consequence of not embracing all of you. People will guilt and shame you for not behaving the way you should behave. This is what humans have learned to do to control and manipulate other human beings since the beginning of time. And it's still happening. Why does this matter? Because you want to be free as a human being. You want to be able to be fully and boldly you and never try to be anything else or anyone else for that matter, right? And not have to apologize for it. Just recently at the Golden Globe Awards in Beverly Hills, they were promoting flu shots. So they walked around all the celebrities and campaigning for people to get their flu shot. It was a very awkward moment and many of the celebrities looked very uncomfortable. Now, why am I sharing this? Because this is an example of shaming and pointing people out who are different or acting different than what is being promoted. They said, hey, if you're anti-vaccines, just put a yellow napkin over your head and we'll know who you are. I mean, that's crazy, right? And listen, companies, government, society, the news, they use it all the time to control our behavior, to control our focus. It's time you own you, all of you. You see, if you don't, you'll just minimize your true nature, which means you'll never get paid your worth. Your business won't grow at the level you want, and how are you ever going to have an edge, right? People are not going to pay you for something that is not special, that doesn't stand out. And the people who care about you, like I do, we want to experience your real genius. Even when I say that, you're probably thinking, well, I'm not a genius. Well, how do you know that? And who told you that, right? You can't really help and serve your clients or your family if you don't own your work, if you don't own your dark side, because we won't get to deal, to experience the real you, the best of you, right? All they get is a muted version of you, a crippled version of you, which means they're not going to be served at the level they could be served, which also means you're not going to be known as the authority in your industry because you'll keep minimizing your worth. You'll keep minimizing yourself because you're disowning your dark side. You're disowning you. I don't really have a name for the other side. Of course, we could call it the light side, but it sounds almost like something to aspire. It's not. You've been taught that, but you were taught wrong. I know I may be pushing some buttons when I say this, but hey, I want you to be free to be you and awaken from your good boy or good girl trance. Now, I would call it the fake side, right? The apologetic side, the side that is inauthentic. It's not you. So the question is, how do we own our dark side? How do we break free from the hypnosis of the masses? And I do hope I painted the picture clear enough for you to start seeing the danger and the drawbacks of not owning a dark side. I mean, we can go deeper with that for sure, but just for the sake of keeping this focus right now and keeping this to an understanding that your dark side is the real you. There's nothing to be ashamed of here. There's nothing to hide, really. But it's a thing that you are hiding, right? It is a thing that you are minimizing. It is a thing that you're apologizing for. It's the one thing that is controlling and dominating your pulse every single day of your life. It's controlling your income right now, your key relationships. It's controlling everything. It's actually controlling the level of energy you have right this very moment. Because the more you're suppressing, the less you're being you. And that's draining, my friend. It's controlling your emotions, your mental capacity. It's controlling your immune system, right? It's controlling everything. It's controlling your marriage. It's controlling your parenting. It's controlling the efficiency in your business, your stress levels, how well you manage your team. So if you want to be free, truly free as a human being, this is worth owning. This is worth mastering, for sure. So how do we do it? Let's start by understanding a few simple things. I'm going to give you some practical things you can do right away. There's only one way to not have it be your dark side anymore, and that's to bring it into the light. And by the way, if you didn't know, the definition of Satori actually means enlightenment. It's a moment of clarity. So let's illuminate your dark side, shall we? Let's make you unshakable. So how do we shed some light here? Right now, not years from today. Well, first, the moment you see where and when and with whom you're being inauthentic, just by observing it, with no judgment, no criticism here, things start shifting. You're literally starting the pruning and cutting away process of your inefficient neural connections. So you're literally remolding, reshaping your brain. And you can start just by acknowledging it, seeing it, right? You can see that you can have clarity or where and when and with whom you are apologizing, where you're being fake, where you're not being bold, expressive, where you're minimizing yourself, where you're tippy-toeing, where you're trying to have people like you. Let's just make it clear. This is not about being offensive. This is not about being disrespectful. This is not about attacking people. Attacking and judging comes from a place of protection. right? Attacking is a protection mechanism. And I don't need to get my point across by attacking. A lot of times when people feel a need to defend themselves, to protect themselves, is when they perceive a threat. They feel like they need to attack. I was having a conversation with a new client a few years back that I started working with. She's a doctor and she works with all these famous people. And I said something to her. I said, really? Meaning I just used the word, really? Some kind of question, right? And immediately she jumped into, you don't have to shame me. I'm like, whoa. I'm not even in the slightest bit trying to shame you. I said, if you feel triggered and you feel shamed, it has nothing to do with this moment, right? I have zero desire or intention to shame you. Shame lives in the past, right? Let's get that clear. I said, you're being triggered from the past because nothing that I ever say or ever do is designed to shame you, anybody. I don't have any judgment if what you're doing is good, bad, right, or wrong. I'm looking at, how is it working for you? How is it serving you? Is it expanding you? Or is it minimizing you? That, if anything, that's what I'm attacking, right? If I'm attacking anything. So it's easy to get hooked into something, right? And directness can have that impact on people because they feel, ooh, I'm going to be exposed, right? So the first step to owning your dark side is to have the clarity and awareness of where and with whom, and specifically when you're doing it. When you're apologizing, when you're being fake, when you're protecting yourself, when you're doing all of those things, right? That's number one. Number two, we must tell the truth about it to someone who can, who actually has the ability and wants to see and understand you. Someone who cares about you. Someone who's able to see you, right? With all those things that you've been trying to hide, all the things you've been trying to change about yourself, to not lose respect, love, and appreciation. I actually had a conversation with one of our podcast listeners this week where this became a very apparent experience. She's an entrepreneur and a mom, and her mother-in-law was shaming her for being enthusiastic about building her company, right? Building her business. She didn't think that's how a mom should be. Not a very uncommon scenario maybe, right? But the listener, of course, felt frustrated and judged because she was sure she wouldn't blame her son for working and building his business. So she had a choice, right? She had a choice to be apologetic and tippy-toeing, to shrink herself, to be appeasing to her mother-in-law, or to continue to be inspired and know she could build an amazing business and be an amazing mom. And actually, an even better, more present mom because she was fulfilling her highest values, which was being a mompreneur, right? So we got to first acknowledge and see and be aware of when and where and with whom, right? With whom am I minimizing, apologizing, being fake in any way, shape, or form? Trying to change who I am, tippy-toeing. Number one. Number two, acknowledge it. Own it. Tell the truth about it to someone who can see you, right? And this is the place of courage. Being vulnerable enough to share your flaws. Now, I don't see them as flaws, by the way, but to be able to communicate it right here, the things that you've been trying to hide, right, the secrets that you've been taught are flaws, right? This is the key here. A great way to know what those things are is to ask yourself, what are the things I don't want anyone to know, don't want to tell anybody? What are the secrets I don't want anybody to know about me, right? Those will be the things to talk about with the people who can see you. I was talking to a guy the other day that wanted some help with his thinking around his business. And he was not getting enough traction and making the money he wanted. And he had spent a lot of money to be in this entrepreneurial mastermind. But he felt stuck because he wasn't getting the help he needed. So I asked him, what's something you've been hiding or trying to keep a secret? I said, it's dominating you right now and it's controlling your income because it's lowering your worth. Anything in your nervous system that is minimizing you will control how much money you're making. He's like, that's weird. I mean, the moment you asked me, the feeling popped up and I know exactly what it is. My sister has a severe handicap and I've judged her for that. I haven't felt I could love her fully because of it. And I felt ashamed and ashamed of her. I mean, that was kind of an intense moment, right? See, the moment you're exposing the guilt and shame, they're no longer in the dark, meaning we're seeing it and you're able to own it. When someone can see you and appreciate your vulnerability, you're making it possible to dissolve things you've been carrying around for decades. It's that cool, right? It's that powerful. It can be easy to identify it and be honest with yourself about it, right? Which is obviously the first step when you're seeing it. But to dissolve the guilt or shame, what's really powerful and what you want to do is to share with someone who can see you with it. That is your practice. I'm talking about this because most people are not getting how these things, right, these thoughts and emotional charges are weighing them down and holding them back from the business growth they want, from the family they want, and the fulfillment they want, right? Most are not deliberately stepping forward and practicing this, mostly because they didn't know, but also because it's scary and it's counterintuitive. And it's the complete opposite of what most people have been taught, right? Most entrepreneurs I know pretend to be better than they are. They pretend being further along than they are, more successful, making more income, more everything, right? When I say pretending to be better than they are, I'm not saying that you're not amazing. You are, okay? You've been pretending because you've been hiding the other side, thinking that it's a bad side, a wrong side, a flawed side, right? Or a weak side. So you want to come across better than. It's completely normal, right? Based on the conditioning you've had. That's not owning your dark side. That's apologizing for it, pretending, disowning it, and putting up a facade, right? An example of that would be someone saying, you know, how are you doing? And we go, oh, everything is great. I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and life is amazing, right? That's being polite, because you're not being real. It's not that something can't be great in your life, of course. Things can be amazing in your life. That's not the point here, right? This is when the truth has to be there. It's a different level of truth. I'm not talking about being a victim and always complaining and bitching about your life. That's not what I'm talking about here. I want you to understand, I've been part of so many groups, so many masterminds where people pay a lot of money to be in them. And so many of them hang out in their Facebook groups and they're fishing for praise, right? They share their wins, but still they feel empty because it's empty calories. See, I'm not interested in building more fakeness or inauthenticity in people or supporting the growing addiction. Hey, I want you to be focused. I don't want you to be distracted, right? You need to have space, mental space, emotional space, a community space where you can be fully, brutally honest and real. And that does not mean that everything's going to be super cool and everything's going to be great all the time, right? You need to be able to own those things without coming from a victim mentality, but from curiosity, from exploration and a desire to grow. Not from complaining, not from a feeling sorry for yourself place. And I know you don't like that place anyway, so I don't need to explain that. So I'm not after that. I am after a place where you can be seen, fully seen, to be understood. And it's hard for people to do that on social media, which is why we built our community, right? By the way, if you want to know more about our community, you can go to halfasstobadass.com and join our VIP list for when we open the doors. Cool? Now, I've got to tell you, it frustrates me when I see so many entrepreneurs not having the tools or the community to deal with this. Of course, we want to encourage people, but we also want to understand on a deep level that when you are aligned with your core values, you're inspired from within. You don't need some outside motivation to take action. You may need to remove friction and overwhelm and have efficient strategies for optimization. But when you're aligned with your highest values, your core, you don't need me to motivate you. You're getting that, right? I don't need to remind my boys to play Minecraft or push them to draw the things that they love to create, right? They're compelled and inspired. Why? They come to me and share the latest creations. Look, Dad, look what I did. Hey, Dad, I created this new cool character today. Watch, look at this. Believe me, I know people want to be nice. But we need to start recognizing our own inner drive of why and how we do it. Because if we don't, it's like we're walking around literally with a fake mask of a smile and nobody gets to know anybody, right? There's a separation, a lonely feeling rather than connection and intimacy. And that's the price of being inauthentic. And it's not your fault when you are, because we can all be a bit inauthentic if we're honest, right? We're trained to be this way, and most often it has the opposite effect of what we want. So we just need to recognize when it happens so we can let it go. The moment you own your dark side, you are free, my friend, and I want that for you. In this conversation, well, me talking to you, I can't interact with you as much as I like to, which is another reason why we created our community, so I can get to know you and support your entrepreneurial journey. So until you join us, you got to practice to be brutally honest and own your dark side. Stop trying to look good. Stop trying to impress others for the sake of gaining love, respect, or appreciation. It's exhausting, and it won't get you very far. It will just leave you empty. It's an addiction you want to break. And I know a lot of people have a hard time admitting when they have an addiction. But let's be clear. Anything you and I do that we keep doing and seem to have a hard time stopping is an addiction. Let's just tell the truth about it. No more hiding, no more pretending things are so amazing when they're not. Are you with me? Yes, you want to deliberately grow and uplevel your business, and you want to uplevel your relationships, right? You want to deliberately grow your well-being. You want to be intentional, right? I'm all for that. And that's how we badasses do things, right? We don't want to do half-ass things, right? We don't want half-ass anything. But you got to recognize what's driving it. If you want life optimization, business optimization, this is not the place to be looking good, my friend. I need to have that level of brutal honesty with you, because otherwise, I can't help you. And I know if you're still listening to my rant today, you have some skin on your nose and you have the courage to be honest with yourself, right? So number one, we have to know and see where we're doing these things. And two, tell the truth to someone who truly cares about you. I promise you one thing. It's amazing what happens when you liberate yourself, when you free yourself from the chains of your past. You have access to parts of you that has been shut down for years. I was speaking to one of my pro athlete clients. She's a tennis pro. And when we integrated her dark side, she became unapologetic and completely dominated the court. She stopped tiptoeing, she stopped minimizing herself, and stopped putting her competitors on a pedestal. And as a result, she made it to the finals in one of her tournaments, which was the first time in over a year. Listen, my friend, owning your dark side means owning you, all of you. If you're going to own what you think is positive, you need to also own the things you believe are not so great. But remember, that so-called bad stuff that others may have shamed you into believing was just negative has its equal polar opposite positive. It has just as many benefits as drawbacks, and that's the truth. But you have to make a shift in perspective. You can't hold on to the lies of your past, right? Because this is where the power lives. This is where your freedom lives. I hope this has been a powerful session for you, and I hope you will share this with someone you love. So thanks so much for listening. Until next time, own your dark side. Bye for now. Boom! How did you like that? Hey, if you're thinking, I want some more hands-on training, I wish I had someone who could keep me accountable, keep my mindset straight, and help me grow. And if you want to be part of a community of badasses just like yourself, you can go to halfasstobadass.com and join the waitlist, because we are in the middle of creating something super cool. And if you're liking this experience, the community we're building will blow your mind for sure. We haven't officially opened the doors yet, but by getting your name on the VIP list, you will be the first to know when we go live. Sound exciting? We are very excited. Actually, the more accurate word would be inspired. I can't wait to share this with you. So it's super easy. Just go to halfasstobadass.com and get yourself on the VIP list right now. Talk soon.